From Troy Public Radio, this is In Focus, and I'm Carolyn Hutchison. We bring you a two-part visit to picturesque Jackson Lake Island, located between Montgomery and Millbrook. The Honorable Lynn Clardy Bright and Priscilla Crumlin McMullen join us to reminisce about filming the 2003 hit movie, Big Fish. In Focus is on location at Jackson Lake Island, hosted by two special people. First of all, Judge Lynn Bright, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you. I'm glad to have you here.
This property has been in your family.
Yes, my parents bought the island and the surrounding land in 1970.
And developed it?
Well, yes, it was not necessarily highly developed by any means, but they added a causeway where you could drive over to the island. And about that time, a dam was built that caused the water to back up and make it a much more full lake. It was just an oxbow, a crescent lake. After the dam was finished, it filled in and made a true island out of it.
So you've really protected this area.
We have really tried to. We really respect the nature. God's beauty is just so obvious here in the wildlife. There's no hunting. People do fish, but we try to protect the wildlife that we enjoy seeing and everyone enjoys seeing.
Our other special guest is Priscilla Crumlin Monier McMullen.
Hi, Carolyn. I'm so happy to be here.
It is wonderful to see you again, and so poignant because you were in the movie Big Fish.
Yes, I was. It feels like just yesterday, but it also feels like so long ago, back in 2003. And this was one of the main scenes where we're at right now, Spectre, the town of Spectre. I was in seven different scenes, I believe, maybe more. But the main scene that I was in was the Spectre scene, and it's just so cool being here again. This is the first time I've been back here since we filmed the movies.
You were a lead dancer as a young teenager.
Yes, I was. There was an audition. Actually, first it was in the classifieds and the newspaper, and my mother said, Priscilla, you've got to go audition at Huntington College. They're having an audition for a movie. And I was like, they're having an audition for a movie in Alabama? Well, of course. And so I went, and I think the first scene I was in was the basketball scene. I was just like one of the fans. And then apparently they told me that Tim Burton saw me, and then he wanted to call me in to audition for this dancing scene. And then he found out I was actually a dancer as well. So then I got the lead part in the dancing scene. So I was a featured extra. I did not have any lines, but I did not speak in the movie, but I did dance and act and have a good time.
Judge Bright, how did Tim Burton come to choose Jackson Lake Island for the setting for this movie? And of course, we need to remind the listeners that part of the movie was filmed in Wetumpka nearby.
That's correct. And part in Montgomery at Huntington. As I understand it, the Alabama Film Commission had photos on their website of this land as a potential site for a movie or for a video. We'd actually had a music video filmed here, and that's how the Alabama Film Commission learned about our property. And so when Tim Burton was looking for a place that would give him the water and privacy, which was a big thing because they were able to be removed completely from the public for the entire year that it took to build the set and for the production, he was shown those pictures, and so they drove him through. And as I understand it, he was pretty much certain that this was going to be the place from that moment.
Had you been aware of the book Big Fish by Daniel Wallace?
Not prior to the movie. Not at all.
Priscilla, let's talk with you about interacting with some of the huge stars that were in the movie Big Fish.
Well, first and foremost, I loved working with Tim Burton, the director, of course. I always loved his Batman. His Batman was my favorite Batman out of all of them. You can just tell he's a genius in what he does. And he would just like sort of go back and forth and put his hands in his hair, just like he was constantly trying to think of what to do next. And he was just so talented at what he does. And then, of course, Ewan McGregor, who played Edward Bloom, I was able to get to know him because I dance with him in Spectre. And then I'm the one who takes his hand and leads him into the town of Spectre. And I remember him asking me, like, could you help me with the Southern accent? Because I just cannot seem to get it. I want to perfect it, you know, because he's very good at his craft as well. And he is Scottish. So he has a very strong, thick Scottish accent. I said, you just have to talk real slow and draw all your words out. And I think he ended up doing a wonderful job.
As a young teen, what did this book and movie mean to you?
I think both are so fascinating. Tim Burton really did an amazing job with interpreting what he got from Daniel Wallace's book. To me, the words that stand out the most when I think of Big Fish are ethereal, magical, storytelling, father and son, because it's all about this relationship between the father and the son, and the son is trying to decipher fact from fiction through his father's fairy tale stories, and you end up sort of interpreting it yourself. So it's a very artsy movie as well, because it leaves the interpretation up to the viewer. I love it. It's one of my favorite movies of all time.
Judge Wright, Daniel Wallace actually came to this property.
He did a few years ago. He reached out in 2018, and sometime after his call, he made a visit, and we walked the street of Spectre, and he shared with me his thoughts from his writing and how the movie interpreted his writing, and it was fascinating. I actually stood there and thought, I am walking on the street of Spectre with Daniel Wallace. It was his very words, his creativity that was the inspiration, the very soul of this movie. It was exciting.
Spectre was a fictional town that was the centerpiece of the movie. How did they build the set and how long did it take?
Oh, it took them between 6 to 9 months to build the set. And as you look at it today, a lot of the details that made it so spectacular, they're gone because, you know, everything was built with temporary materials. And next year, it will be 20 years since that movie. And for it to still be standing, there's something to say for that. We've replaced some roofs and done some things. But I think about how they worked so hard on all of the details. And the buildings where there was filming inside, the mayor's house and Jenny's house, both of those were finished out with perfection in sort of that 70s era period. Every detail they cared about, even in the pharmacy, which is no longer standing because it was just a three-sided facade, really. But in the window of that pharmacy, all of the products that you could see were in packaging from the 70s. And of course, we got to know some of the people that were working on building the set, and we actually were able to help them find some things that they needed. But I just couldn't believe the trouble, the cost, and the determination that they had to make it be realistic.
So I want to thank you both for being here. Judge Bright, thank you.
Well, thank you. I'm proud to have you both here to witness Spectre as it is today.
Priscilla, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having us. I just love being here in Alabama, and obviously Tim Burton saw the beauty in our beautiful state, and he made the best of it in this movie, I believe.
Can we continue this discussion with one more visit?
Certainly.
I'd love to.
Joining us were the Honorable Lynn Clardy Bright and Priscilla Crumlin McMullen, who returned to her home state to serve as youth company director at Alabama River Region Ballet. More information about the movie set from Big Fish can be found at the Jackson Lake Island Facebook page. Be sure to join us tomorrow for part two of our visit to Jackson Lake Island. Thanks for joining us today for In Focus, which is now a podcast wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Carolyn Hutchison, and this is listener-supported Troy Public Radio.